Good morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3. Coming up in about 8 minutes, we got the Transgressors Memorial Service, or what is more colloquially referred to as the Woe Unto All Who Offend segment, which we have great fun with. But joining us now, we have Jason Bortz. He is the Public Affairs Officer for NAS Pensacola. Jason, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So today we have, sometimes you're on because there's bad news, sometimes you're on because there's good news. Today's a good news day, right? Today we get to talk about the base being open to the public tomorrow and Sunday. Tell them what's going on.
Yep. So this weekend we're going to have an open access day for the public. They'll be able to come to the gate, the West Gate on Blues Angel Boulevard between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. And they'll be able to enjoy the museum, the Pensacola Lighthouse, and Fort Branches for the weekend. So we're really excited about having everybody out here and opportunity to show off our base like we always do.
And one of the key things, we just want to make sure people have all the best information they need, because, you know, it's kind of annoying to show up and expect one thing and not get that. First key component is we're not going to the main gate. We're going to the back gate, kind of like the good old days when the base was open, right?
That is correct. You have to come to the West Gate. If you go to the main gate and you don't have a DOD ID card, they're going to just turn you around. You're going to have to drive another 20 minutes to get to the back gate. So just save yourself 20 minutes. Go straight to the back gate on Blue Angels Boulevard.
And when they do go to that back gate, what do they need to have to get in?
They'll have to have a state-issued or a federal-issued picture ID, such as a driver's license or a U.S. passport. And I have to remind everybody, Andrew, I know this probably should go without saying, but no weapons or drugs are allowed on the base. That includes anybody with a concealed carry permit. I know a lot of people think, oh, I have a concealed carry permit, I can bring my weapon with me, I'll just keep it in the car. You cannot. And we will be doing random vehicle checks with our security guards out there. And if they find that would not be a good day for that person if we find out they have a weapon in their vehicle.
And you actually did have that happen the last time. And as I understand it, it's because people who have concealed carry or a gun in the car, they don't think much about that. But when you're going on the base, there are pretty strict rules.
That's true. Like I said, a lot of times people with concealed carry permits, they just think, you know, they're allowed to have it. When you get to the gate, every person will be asked, do you have a weapon when you're coming onto our base? If you forgot and you bring your concealed carry weapon with you and you forgot, please be honest. Tell our security guards. All they're going to do is ask you to turn around. You can go take that weapon back home and leave it there and come back to the base. But if you don't tell us and we do a vehicle check and we find it, it's a bad day.
So. I mean, it's a federal crime, right?
It is a federal crime, and you can. It's a hefty fine and possible time in imprisonment. And like I said, we don't want that. That's the last thing we want to happen. So please, just leave the weapons at home. Just come enjoy the days. You don't have to have weapons.
Absolutely. And okay, so for IDs, children obviously, I mean, don't need an ID if they're under 18. Is that right?
Right. That's right. Yeah, we don't need IDs for children, just the adults 18 and over.
Okay. And they'll have access to all the main areas as well. Anything else they need to know as far as like coolers or food or water or anything like that that they cannot bring on?
They cannot bring coolers or any type of bags. Now, of course, we allow diaper bags, medical bags, things like of necessity.
Yeah.
But normal backpacks, coolers, can't bring those either. So there's plenty of food and beverages available in the museum while you're in there, and take advantage of those while you're there.
And no alcohol, it should go without saying. No drones, you know. And also, kind of an unusual, and just in case people don't know, is if you've got a felony conviction, you're not allowed to go on the base. Is that right?
That is true. Yeah, if you have a felony conviction, you're not allowed to come onto the base. And when we show your ID, they'll scan it, and then it'll pop up if you have a felony conviction. So, yeah, you're right. I always forget about that one. Thank
I know
you.
It's a weird one in the kind of the bottom of the list. And by the way, if you go to the NAS Pensacola Facebook page, they've got a nice post that lists all of this stuff out. The museum Facebook page has the same exact thing, so you can get more information there.
Exactly.
I have just a thought that had occurred to me randomly during the show the other day when we were talking about this, and so I just wanted to pass it on to you. Because the Blue Angels practices are such a big draw that people really miss having access to, it struck me that maybe we could do a midweek open house that would allow people to go see the Blue Angels practice sometime instead of the weekends, which has been the pattern. Just a thought, you know, so I don't know if you guys have considered that or not.
Well, I'm going to give you the best public affairs answer I know, Andrew. Maybe.
It's so thoroughly researched and carefully prepared. I like that. Okay.
Yes. We did the one last year, if you remember, the weekend, the Battle of Midway weekend. We got permission to do that. We got permission to do this weekend from our higher echelon command. We're going to take all the data from this weekend. We're going to report back how everything went. I'm sure everything's going to go great and smooth. And then from there, we're going to see what we can expand to do more of. But yes, it has been discussed about doing potentially some days during the week when the balloon goes fly.
That's cool.
Maybe.
I got you. I'll take a maybe. And last thing, and this just is a sad note for the community and for us, you're leaving. You're not going to be the public affairs officer at NAS Pensacola anymore come about, 2 weeks? Is that right?
A few weeks, a couple more weeks ago. Yes, I took a job at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
Oh, they're sending you to Leavenworth,
I'm one of those rare oddities. Yeah, I'm one of those rare oddities that like the cold weather, so I'm gonna go back to being up north where the cold weather is.
Well, Jason, you and I have been friends for quite a long time, and you've been a great resource to us as a station and a fantastic public affairs officer. So I know we'll find a great person to take your spot, but I will miss you, and I appreciate you and everything that you've contributed to us as an on-air product informing our audience. So thank you so much for the job you have done, and best of luck in your next position at Leavenworth.
I appreciate it. My main job there is just trying not to go to the prison.
I wish you all of the best success. Jason Bortz, as always, thanks for the time, sir, and we'll see you over the weekend.
Thanks, Andrew.